The latest terror alerts in New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. have reignited the debate over whether federal money for homeland security should be focused on those areas most likely to be attacked. It was a major recommendation of the 9/11 Commission, but it's a proposal that Congress so far has been reluctant to embrace. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
There are lots of costs associated with this most recent heightened state of alert, but the biggest, says Paul Brown, Deputy Police Commissioner for New York City, is overtime pay.
It's costing the New York City Police Department about $1.5 million a week.
And that's on top of the $200 million a year the department has already been spending on additional security since the September 11th attacks. Brown says very few of those costs have been reimbursed by the federal government. New Jersey officials expect the same will be true for whatever they end up spending to protect the Prudential Building in Newark. That's one of the sites federal officials say has been targeted by Al-Qaeda. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Robert Menendez says the latest alert is a reminder that high-risk areas such as his aren't getting their fair share of federal Homeland Security funds.
In my district alone, every Trans-Hudson crossing except the George Washington Bridge, comes into the 13th Congressional District, the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, the PATH subway system.
And that's not to mention the ports, chemical plants, and an international airport nearby.
And so I look at just all of those target potentials, and I say to myself, how is it possible that we could receive half of what a state like Wyoming receives?
At least on a per capita basis. Menendez is referring to a formula now used to distribute $2.2 billion in federal Homeland Security grants. It ends up giving Wyoming about $100 per person, while New Jersey gets as little as $25. The Department of Homeland Security has created a separate urban security grant program to help funnel additional aid to high-risk areas such as New York and Washington, D.C. But Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge admitted at a news conference earlier this week in New York that it's still not enough.
You can well imagine whenever I come to town, Mayor Bloomberg raises the issue with me, and very appropriately, I might add, and so does the governor. So we are in lockstep, as is the president, and we will continue to work the Congress and continue to convince Congress that more money should be shifted to those areas that are high risk.
In fact, President Bush included such a proposal in his latest budget. But lawmakers are reluctant to give up a formula that spreads Homeland Security funds across the country. Kentucky Republican Harold Rogers, who heads the House Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, argues that no community is immune from acts of terrorism. And in fact, the Homeland Security Department agrees that every state should get at least some support. A department spokeswoman noted, for example, that a Somali man was recently charged with plotting with Al-Qaeda to blow up a shopping mall near Columbus, Ohio. But lawmakers from high-risk areas think there's also a lot of pork-barrel politicking going on. New York Senator Hillary Clinton is encouraged by the 9/11 Commission's unanimous recommendation that the money be distributed solely on the basis of risk. She's skeptical about the administration's commitment to target more of the funds to areas such as New York.
If the president really wanted the formula changed, it would be changed. And if it necessary, we should have a special session of Congress to act on the 9/11 commissions, including appropriating whatever money is needed to ensure that those places which are at highest risk are given the resources so that we've done all we know to do.
She and other New York area lawmakers think this week's events will help make their case, but they'll have an uphill climb. For example, the Senate committee that oversees the Homeland Security Grant Program is headed by Republican Susan Collins of Maine. Collins argues that her state, with its port facilities and thousands of miles of coastline, also has important Homeland Security needs. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.